don't you?
This show does not come with instructions. Think at your own risk. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Wednesday. You're halfway through your week. It's May Day, May 1st, and so much. I might address that in the last minute of the show, but so many things on May 1st, but we'll get to that. Melissa joins me. Hi, Melissa. Hold on just a second here. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, as always, because it's Wednesday.
Excellent. And you have a special guest, and this story went viral. This involves this couple's daughter, and they're going to tell you what happened because it went so viral. It was all over the place. And, this was just very, very recent. And I really appreciate Brent and Macy Augustus joining me. This is about their daughter, Vivian, what happened to her. And, Brent, welcome to the show. Macy, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You bet.
Kate.
You bet. Brent, tell everybody what happened. I know.
So back on January 24th, we're going back a couple of months, mm-hmm. My daughter was stopped for going 37 and a 30 and had a headlight out on her way home from school in the middle of the afternoon, which seems pretty routine, mm-hmm. but within 15 seconds into the traffic stop, the officer opened up her car door, ordered her from the vehicle, and within 90 seconds of showing up to her car, decided that he wasn't going to give her time to produce her ID. He reached in the car, removed her seatbelt, ripped her out of the car, threw her face down onto the pavement and cuffed her.
I saw a video. You just can't believe that this happened. She's in high school.
She's a high school senior.
What was said to her when he pulled her over? What was said to her?
So, his body cam wasn't on, so we don't have the footage of what the exchange actually was. We have the gas station footage and his police car dash camera, but we don't know exactly what was said. But according to Vivian, he immediately started trying to order her out of the car while she was trying to get her ID. And she looked for it in her wallet, but it was behind her lanyard, her student ID. So she was trying to get her driver's license out of her lanyard, had it in her hand when he just said, that's it, no more, because she asked him why she was being pulled over and why she would have to get out of the car. So he did not like the fact that she was asking questions, and so he ripped her out of the car.
It's astonishing because this is a high school girl, okay? A little high school girl, and there wasn't anything else going on. I'm sorry, but 37 to 30. So, I mean, people do that all the time. The headlight out during the day. So what? I mean, this was strange. And it wasn't like she led him on a chase. I mean, this was just, she pulled over, right? Into a gas station when he turned the lights on, right?
He actually was pulling in for gas when she saw his lights pulling in behind her, and so she hurried and stopped. This is a very mild-mannered, polite girl. She's a captain in her high school show choir. She's a part of the high school's EMT training program. And even after he cuffs her and is escorting her to the car, she asks him if he would please pick up her phone and driver's license off the ground. There was no reason for him to escalate this situation the way that he did, and for it to end in violence.
He put her face in the ground. She's laying on the concrete, on the asphalt, I should say. What did she tell you guys? I can't even imagine how scared she was.
Yeah, after she came home, she gave us a dump of everything that she could remember, and we recorded it all. We were expecting that when we saw the video that this interaction would maybe take like 10 minutes. But when we saw the video and it all happened contained in less than 90 seconds, we were just shocked.
I was shocked too at that, by the way. I was, my mouth
Any
was
Any reasonable
open.
Person would be.
Yeah. That, I mean, he wanted to do this. He wanted to take something out on your daughter, and he was going to do it with his full badge-heavy power. He was going to make sure that she got out of that car, and he was going to drag her out. It's just amazing to me what happened after. So I think people are just like, so what did you guys do? What happened?
Yeah. So obviously it's been a couple of months since then, right? And mm-hmm. I'll give you a little bit of insight to our family. My father is a retired state trooper and my mother is retired protective child services. Mm-hmm. So we have a proud tradition of respecting the law and trusting the justice system. So that's what we did. We trusted the justice system that the prosecutor would surely review the details of this case. They would look at his police report, watch the video, and they would come to the reasonable conclusion. They failed to do that. Wow. So we made the videos available online. And everybody was as outraged as we were, which is a little bit vindicating.
Yeah.
Except for our town council, who has really decided to double down and uphold everything that the officer has done.
Tell us about this, because I don't think people realize these the town councils, the city governments. Tell us what happened with that. It's amazing.
Yeah, so we made the videos available online. We actually made one condensed video that has the multiple angles so you can see what happened. The town council released a statement saying that edited video has been published and urging people to, you know, basically side with the police and give them time to work through everything. The public was frankly outraged. Within the weekend, the video had more than 20,000 YouTube hits, and people started calling the town and complaining. So they released a second statement, mm-hmm. doubling down that they reviewed the officer's conduct and found nothing wrong with it, that they upheld his actions, and that the big problem that they had with how procedure wasn't followed, that I was, me the father, was allowed to talk to my daughter at the police car, which was another thing that everyone was kind of outraged that if that was the thing that our town council had a problem with,
that
they were completely tone deaf on this situation.
Yeah, to your minor daughter who's been thrown on the asphalt. Oh my gosh, because you got to the scene right after.
I did. Somebody actually called us because they saw this happening. So I was there within minutes of her being put in the police car and a second officer showing up on scene.
Oh my gosh.
If the town council had actually decided to remain objective and release a statement that, you know, they're letting the prosecutor handle this or whatever, I don't think there would have been a problem with our town council.
Right.
But they chose to double down on supporting the officer and making statements against it.
Seems like a giant club. Was she handcuffed?
She was.
And she was put in the back of the police car. And then what?
She was taken down to the county jail where she was processed. And I had to post a bond to get her back out.
Process for what exactly? Like what was on the charge?
Yeah, so the charges were driving 7 miles an hour over, failure to identify, and resisting arrest. The resisting arrest was dropped almost immediately within days, but they decided to double down on the failure to identify charge, which is ridiculous because the officer starts his body cam after he's on top of her.
Oh my God.
In his body cam, we can see that her driver's license is laying on the asphalt just a few feet away from her, which further supports her assertion that the driver's license was actually in her hand.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine anyone out there listening if this happened to your kid? I can't. Oh my gosh. Yes, Melissa.
Did they take the opportunity to search her car as well?
They did. So the officer actually, rather than ask me if he could search the car, he informed me that he would be searching the car.
For what?
So I just kind of smirked and let him do it and tie his own rope further.
Oh my gosh. This is sickening. And the town council sides with this whole scenario of putting a young minor high school student and processing her down in a cop car, handcuffed, face on asphalt, and this is okay with them. So then what happened after this?
So the town council went on record on an interview with the news saying that if she had complied, she would have been out of there in 2 minutes.
She didn't have time.
Funny, because she was ripped out of the car in less than 90 seconds.
She didn't have time to comply. I mean, there was no resisting because there wasn't even time to resist, even had she wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
she
gosh.
Was complying. Her
she
driver's
was.
License
yeah.
was out.
Oh,
so that doesn't
gosh.
Hold water either. They also said that it's hard to fire somebody that hasn't done something illegal, which is interesting because this particular officer has been fired from multiple police departments for misconduct.
Oh.
One of them was last year on May 14th when he was working security and attacked a race car driver on the racetrack in Indianapolis.
What?
While he was in uniform.
What? Oh my gosh.
So, well, it's interesting that they say it's hard to fire someone who hasn't done something illegal.
Uh-huh.
It is not difficult to remove somebody from duty who demonstrates a violent pattern. Or I guess police work is the only job where that isn't applicable.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So this council site, did you talk to the council? Did you actually ever get to talk to them or address them?
We addressed them in a town council meeting mm-hmm. where my wife and I both read statements kind of condemning their actions and asking them to resign, frankly.
Good. I'm so glad you guys did that. What was the reaction?
Argumentative.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. Argumentative.
There were a number of people in the community that showed up to support our town council and basically say that Vivian got what she deserved and we were bad parents.
I don't even know what to say. If you watch the video, it's all there. How could they walk away with that sentiment? I don't even have words for this. What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there he
aren't
has
many
not
words.
Been fired, right?
Has he not been fired?
No.
So,
he's fighting
after
the termination.
We started making the videos public,
mm-hmm.
a YouTuber, the civil rights lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and his name is John Bryan. He is a civil rights attorney. He
okay.
did a video analysis.
Okay.
And his words were, if this doesn't make you angry, you're part of the problem.
Ooh, we're going to come right back more with a special guest, Brent and Macy Augustus. This happened to their daughter, Vivian, and went viral. And Melissa Smith, be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. As we enter into 2024, this is really important. The banking crisis, which is kind of remaining kind of quiet, except for smaller banks are failing as more centralized banking even happens at these levels right now that we're seeing. That's why we saw some of the bank closures last year. As this enters stage two, this is really, really important. Investors are relaxed right now because they think the banking crisis is over, but it's really a big mistake. History shows that major financial crises unfold in stages and have a quiet period between the initial stage and the critical stage when it's too late to do anything. The next forecast that's coming, the more acute stage two of the banking crisis is coming after a quiet period, right? We know this. It's coming. Birch Gold is writing about this. They understand that there's this quiet period right now. This is the time, you guys, get everything you have at least backed by gold. It won't cost you anything, which is amazing. You can take advantage of this. At least get the information, your IRAs, your retirement. Are they shored up? Are they backed by anything important, by any gold? And make sure you buy gold and silver from Birch Gold. These are the people I trust, okay? And I love them. You guys out there that have done this are saying such fantastic things about Birch Gold. I knew you would. And of course, Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, these are all the people that use Birch Gold for a reason. They have a stellar reputation. Please text 989898. That's the phone number, 989898, those six digits. Text my name, Kate, as the message on your phone. And when you do that, you'll get some free information to look at. Please do this, okay? Just get the free information. Information is free, and you know, you can't go wrong with information, and at least you'll have some answers on if this is something you should do too. Thanks, you guys. Birch Gold is amazing. Or otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them. Thanks a lot.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's amazing in this country that we would deal with people that would watch a videotape, know exactly what happened. It's not hard to understand what happened and come away with a completely different take and then shore up the assault on this family's young daughter, young minor high school student. I have, I can't fathom it because I can't imagine it happening to one of my kids. I have Brent and Macy Augustus. This happened to their daughter, Vivian. It went viral. Let's pick this right back up at the civil rights. You were just talking about civil rights, Brent.
Yes. So the civil rights lawyer, John Bryan, has a good YouTube channel where he did an analysis of the video and made the comment that if this doesn't make you angry, you're part of the problem, which framed it up so beautifully. That video has since, it's garnered 2.8 million views. And as soon as that step came into play, people started getting involved. They started sending emails. They started making phone calls. And we started to see some type of progress. So that's when her charges finally got dropped, and they informed the public that the officer is on administrative leave and they are working on termination. But, of course, the officer is fighting it, saying it's an unfair termination.
It was an unfair traffic stop.
Since then, the town council has made several missteps and statements. They took down their Facebook page. They deleted the town police department's Facebook page and have since deleted people's comments. They brought the town Facebook page back up, but have since deleted people's comments that are critical of them.
You know, our town
keeps going.
Our town councils all over America are becoming very liberal. And there's a lot of liberal speak, the lefty loony speak, that talks about how they shore this kind of stuff up, in other words. And they, for some reason, I don't know, don't have common sense. I don't understand it, but they're very liberal. My own is very liberal here. And I live in a conservative area. You probably live in a conservative area. But it's interesting how they'll side with these types of things. We see it over and over again. So the cop was actually bragging about this, yes?
He was. And to be clear, our town council are three registered Republicans, which
really
just boggles my mind even further.
Yeah.
But yes, the officer in the video brags to the other officer once he shows up that he slammed my daughter's ass to the ground, put her in an arm bar, and got her in custody. When I show up, he gives me a completely different version. He says that he assisted my daughter out of the vehicle. And in his police report, it's another narrative. So we have basically four different versions that should have made this entire thing not prosecutable.
Right, right. And still to this day, he can't say why he did what he did, because he hardly gave her a second to even pull out her license, which was in her hand. So she wasn't resisting.
Correct.
and she had the ability to identify herself. So of course this had to be dropped. So it wasn't until the city got fueled with phone calls, yes, or the media attention, got dropped.
But then they decided to do the right thing. It's easy to do the right thing when everybody's looking, but our town council actually couldn't even be bothered to do that. It took them, you know, another week to do the right thing, and they're still doubling down on they don't want to do it.
Jeez. You know, I talked about the liberals being on councils everywhere, like in my town, your town, but I know that there's probably three registered Republicans, but nowadays I don't know what that means anymore, because you see a lot of people that are wanting to let crime go, right? They're wanting to they just want to let it go. And I don't know why that is. It's very bizarre to me as to why they would be able to look at this videotape, because it's online. Anyone listening can look at this tape and see what your daughter went through. And quickly, you can see that it's so fast. And it's insane how quick it was. And know that there was nothing about this justifiable. How's your daughter doing after all of this?
Doing much better. She feels a little bit more validated now, because it was almost like it happened in a vacuum, because we were advised not to talk about it. until it became clear that, you know, they're going to take it all the way to court if we don't do something. Since then, we've created a website, justiceforvivian.com, where we have almost 13,000 petition signatures asking for changes in law enforcement, because these officers are so indemnified against their actions, they aren't held accountable anymore.
Yeah.
So we want better training. We want some type of enforcement and administration around their conduct so that somebody can be held accountable.
Right, because the council seemed to just side with them across the board, and I don't like that. I don't like that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Show.
This case, it's hard to fathom. We all live in the same country and can't view a videotape and come away with the same idea of what happened. It's pretty amazing to me. And this poor family going through this, and this young poor girl going through this too. And I can't even imagine having this happen to my family. I just wanted to mention Birch Gold. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name Kate. They have the free information. They're just going to send you some free information, and then you can make a choice on what you want to do. But I would back your IRA, your retirement, your 401k, and I would do it with gold and silver. And then you've got that assurity no matter what happens. Deflation, inflation, no matter what happens to the economy, it's solid. It's there. And I just don't want people to have all these years put into their retirement to lose it in a situation where they double down and put in digital currency or do something to us when we least realize they're going to do something, right? Just like what happened in India in 2016 when they made cash irrelevant. So they did that in one day. If you have the opportunity now, you should probably do it. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. That's what you put in the message. Just K-A-T-E, and they'll send you some information on that. And it's free to do so. I have Brent and Macy Augustus. This happened to their daughter, Vivian. The website is justiceforvivian.com. And I just can't imagine a young girl like this who has a mugshot now, who had to go through sitting in a cop car. She was scared to death. I can't even imagine that. How scared she must have been. Brent?
It was pretty traumatic. She had a lot of nights where, you know, she woke up in the middle of the night and came down to our bedroom, which hasn't happened in the last decade. Driving around, our entire family has been concerned. Every time we see a cop car, we were concerned that it might be him and he might be, pulling us over. So it's been traumatic to work through. One thing that's been extremely validating has been the response that the community has had.
Mm-hmm.
You watch it and you're outraged, but until you have a group of people in your community who are giving you love and support, you don't realize how much you needed it. So we've had people stop by the house. Mm-hmm. We've had people offer, people just made Justice for Vivian t-shirts. They made yard signs. Some of those yard signs have actually, in the last 24 hours, have been stolen and thrown away. But it means a lot that we have a community around us that love and support us and are willing to show that.
Yeah. They can watch a videotape and see exactly what this guy did, bragging about taking down a young woman, a young girl. How you have to be a sick puppy to do that. I mean, you're bragging about that, and it's just so amazing. Thrown on the concrete, face on the concrete. Everyone can go watch this video. It is truly, what do you want people to take away and to understand about this situation?
So I guess a couple of things. One, my favorite comment that has been made was that technically wasn't even an arm bar, so he couldn't even do that right.
I love it.
On the website, justiceforvivian.com, we've outlined some of the changes that we would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those is better training. currently in the state of Indiana, an officer only has to have 600 hours at the police academy before they can be given a gun and a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of concerning to me because a nail technician only has to have 450 hours. Mm. So slightly more seems like a pretty big gap.
Sure.
One of the other things is that we would like to see better hiring policies. One of the questions that we have for our town council is that according to Indiana state law, they have to contact the previous police departments where he's worked, and those departments have to give a full accounting of his background. So we want to know what they knew about this officer, when did they know it, and what did they do? Did they bring him into our community anyway, knowing the police departments and the conduct that he's exhibited previously?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, because they would have had to. Yeah. They, you know, they're hiring him. How would they not know his background?
Which brings me to the next one, better leadership. Town councils, city councils, state government, we all need to do a lot better job of holding police accountable instead of indemnifying them and giving them qualified immunity and letting them hide behind a badge and get away with bad behavior. So that's another big one.
That is so true. I know a lot of people resonate with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So how we do that then is as a community, we have to hold our elected officials to this. So this is going to be, you know, signing the petition. It's also going to be being vocal with our state representatives, our congressmen and senators, enforcing that as a people, we are tired of a police state that can hide behind a badge and we're not going to do it anymore. So we have to hold the makers and the leaders of law accountable for our police departments and their conduct.
Right. And in hiring these badge heavy officers, because they're everywhere, they have them in every department. Doesn't mean every officer is that way, but they've got them. And what do they do about them? Right.
There's plenty of good ones. We have great ones. I've never had bad interactions with an officer. So,
And she asked, why did you pull me over? And that's what he just went through the roof, I guess, right? I mean, everybody, I ask, why was I pulled over, officer? I mean, what happened? Yeah, everybody asks that.
I've asked that a number of times. Yeah. I've never even been asked to get out of my vehicle, let alone been ripped out of my vehicle and face planted.
And can anybody sign the petition anywhere from across the country? This isn't just a local petition, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking for change and trying to highlight this issue in a much bigger way than just what happened in your town, right?
Correct. So on the website, Justice for Vivian, on the petition, we will specifically ask which state, because we want to work with each state and help change the overall landscape. Because the website is Justice for Vivian, but it's justice for all is what we are supposed to be guaranteed in the Constitution.
Yes, we are.
So
yes,
this goes bigger than just Indiana. We want to see changes happen across the country because this is not a new thing, right? Like, she's not the first person that unjustified police brutality and unlawful arrest has happened to.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you. And we have a lot of weird stuff going on with cops, with Back the Blue, with all of the different mantras, and then all the different kinds of cops. And then there's cops that won't go in and won't do anything. And then you've got this kind of cop. I mean, I think we expect that when they're hired, that they know who these guys are and what they're capable of to some extent, right? Even with given their background. So you would hope that they've done their homework on them, right?
Jeez. You would hope.
Yeah. I mean, the average person, and it's amazing to me that people could fill the town council room to basically say she deserved it. I don't know who would say that about a young high school girl with this happening to her. You have to wonder who those people are.
Jeez. We had one individual who not only doubled down on that she basically deserved it, but if any of his kids had ever done that, they would have got a whooping when they got home too. I'm like, so we're also advocating for some form of child abuse.
Oh, jeez. And she didn't do anything, you guys. I mean, she didn't put the police on a chase. She didn't do it. She was pulling right over. Oh my gosh. I don't even anything. Melissa, any other?
Well, yeah. Just let me share a story of mine.
You got about a
comparison.
Minute. You have a minute.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. I was pregnant one time and doing like 32 in a 25 zone.
Mm-hmm.
And if an officer had done that to me, I would have had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And so the stakes here could be very high. And that's why I have asked tons of people that question. How many of you have ever been asked to get out of your vehicle for a traffic stop? And unless there's some other mitigating factor where the police officer believes that you're drinking or abusing drugs or whatever, I do not know to a person, I do personally not know a single person who has ever been asked to get out of a car by a police officer.
It's a new one for me too. And I've been around a while. So thank you so much, Brent and Macy Augustus. Please give our love to your daughter. I'm so sorry she's going through this and has gone through this. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for letting us tell the story.
Yeah. You betcha. I really appreciate it. Story needs to get out there. And you need to sign the petition. They've got a lot of signatures, but you can sign to justiceforvivian.com. I'll be right back with Melissa. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. If you need help with your credit cards, go to Done with Debt. Done. You're just done. Remember that. Donewithdebt.com and get some help with your credit cards. There's a drop-down menu and it'll allow you to say that the show sent you. I'm telling you that this is a great way to get ahead of your credit card debt. And if you are like most Americans, as we built on $1 trillion worth of credit card debt, this is a great way to kind of get on top of that now before it destroys you, because credit card debt can do that. Done with Debt is amazing. They're amazing folks. They're helping people, and you can get a kind of a free consultation, and you can understand what you can do with your situation, how to get on top of that, and how to get rid of your credit card debt. And that's something we all need to do. We don't want to be in debt, and we don't want the government to use debt as an enticement to do something with us or to us. So highly recommend that you do that. Donewithdebt.com can help you, actually. Great sponsor of the show. And
this is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you. I've got Melissa Smith, and a big thank you to Brent and Macy Augustus sharing that story. And it's been really hard on their daughter. Have a mugshot go around school. Can you imagine this? And I also, we're in a weird place in our society with this whole thing and the way we're viewing stuff and the way we're interpreting stuff and letting people get away with stuff. And it's that to me is amazing. Melissa, at the end of the tape, will you talk about what happened at the end?
Yeah. At the end of this video, out of, I can't remember, I believe it is from the officer's dash cam, I think was still on, or no, I think it was his body cam was still on. Anyway, there was another older gentleman at the gas station that Vivian pulled into. And this guy was just putting gas in his car when all of this unfolds in front of him. Right. And he asked the officer, because Vivian's car was there and she was being taken away and they had to wait to get the move tow the
truck.
Car.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy asks the officer, he's like, I can't get out of the gas station, because he couldn't pull forward and pull on out. And this officer went off on him as well, just like, get off my scene. You know, what the kind of weird, you're going to have to back up, but you're going to get out of here. You need to get out of here now.
This guy wanted like a drug bust. I mean, this guy wanted something that was much more fierce and took it out on a little high school girl who is president of her show choir. I'm like, this is insane. And it makes me kind of wonder, you know, we're hiring all these illegals as police. We're hiring them for all kinds of capacities like this. And I wonder what it's going to be like with that addition. What happens to these police forces? What happens when they don't have background information? With this one, they can let him go, fire him. But it even took the city council was going to back this whole thing. So that's amazing to me until they got the attention.
They are perhaps the right way to describe it now is they are grudgingly having to deal with it.
Yeah.
They don't want to. They didn't want to.
Phone lines are open, by the way, 888-673-1450. Go ahead.
In my experience, police officers have overwhelmingly been professional and courteous.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that I got pulled over when I was pregnant and barely speeding. And that officer was very kind. Literally, I burst into tears when I rolled the window down. I was like sobbing.
Right.
And he was like, "Are you all right, ma'am? I stopped you for speeding." Didn't stop him from giving me the ticket. But professional, and to encounter somebody that is this absolutely aggressively over the top is just very strange. And
they do exist. So I know there's good cops. I mean, I don't need anyone to call and say, "Well, there's good cops." I know there's good cops out there. But at the same time, how are these people getting through too? And if anyone's going to do their due diligence on somebody, shouldn't it be the police departments?
Well, here's the
town
thing.
Councils?
This one bad guy, like Macy said, having this experience with him has kind of put all the rest of those officers in a tough spot now. Because the good guys are being painted with the same brush that this guy is.
Right.
And that's very unfortunate. So if you are a defender of the good guys that are out there on the streets, then you better be supporting getting rid of the bad apples.
That's so true. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is, Commonwealth of Virginia. I had a very, sorry to hear about what's going on over there. But on the other side, I had the opposite side. I had a police officer just this afternoon reach out today and reschedule the trial date. And I did not expect this to occur. So I'm grateful for that side of the officer.
I get it.
Great. Yep. Great.
Yep.
That was Will Smith's enemy of the state earlier hour.
Enemy of the state. Yes. Okay. Thank you for
that. Great job.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you. So true. I anyway, I've had pretty good instances, and a lot of people have, and but then there's the badge heavies, and you would think out of anyone, they could identify their own badge heavies, just by the amount of things that work out for them like this. And if they had to pay out of their own pocket, how would that work? You know what I mean? Could they sue him, you know, for
it would be
this?
Very interesting to know whether other officers, if I was working on a police department and I saw someone who was behaving in that way, what do you do about it?
Yeah.
Who do you tell, especially in a small town police department?
I'm sure
that big cities have ways to, you know, report somebody who's doing something illegal in the department. Mm-hmm. If you would dare to do it, there's probably a code of honor among police, but,
So true.
What do you do in a small place where everybody knows everybody? And who do you tell?
That's really hard. We have a few minutes left. I just wanted to talk about May 1st. May 1st was the day Adam Weishaupt got going on his little plan and the reason that we've ended up here as a nation. So that's the birth of that is today. Yikes. Also, it's May Day. So, you know, my husband and I went and erected a pole, you know, in the front yard and got our streamers out and danced in a fury, hoping to get pregnant. No, I'm just kidding. We're not. Anyway, you got spring. May Day, you've got labor disputes. You've got International Workers' Day. You've got Workers' Day. I mean, it's a day of so many things. It's like a potpourri of a lot of things. And and of course, it's the fertility thing. So there's a fertility mechanism in there, too, with the, you know, you got the pool and the streamers and everything to celebrate spring. We like our pagan holidays and it's fun. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because it is the anniversary of the Adam Weishaupt plan to come into nations to have an agenda to bring down the nations. And we really don't ever really give that a lot of airtime, but I just wanted to say that this is that birthday.
Hey, well, Kate, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you ever think sometimes that the elites that unhatched all these plots, that it's kind of gotten away from them and now they don't know what to do? They've got a tiger by the tail and the people are waking up and Yeah. I think this makes it a very dangerous time for sure. Any animal backed into a corner that is holding a tiger by the tail is not going to be a friendly animal. But it just makes me wonder whether things are moving in directions they didn't even anticipate.
I don't know. It's a good question. AstraZeneca came out and admitted the clot shot. When we got caught, when we used to say clot shot, we, you know, I can't believe you conspiracy theorists, but now they're finally admitting it. You've got a lot of admissions going on right now, CDC and everything else. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thought. I don't know.
We should keep our eyes open, too. I've heard rumors that there are the beginnings of lawsuits.
Yeah.
Professional athletes who are suing Pfizer because their careers were ruined.
Yeah.
Because of mandates and being forced to take things that were turned out to be not so healthy for them.
Yeah. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that, too. And remember, Pfizer never, ever, ever cured a thing. So just remember that. It's always a good thing to remember as we got it shoved down our throats for the last 4 years, how amazing they were. Yeah, they're not. And it's a Holocaust. And I don't say that lightly. There's going to be a lot of people that die of cancers and all kinds of things from these shots, those boosters. Thank you, Melissa Smith. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And